Ooh, 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 ladies and gentlemen, ooh, Grandpappy is happy. I'm your Grandpappy, remember, never forget. Got off of work this morning, listened to The Weeknd, Calvin Harris. Can't remember the name of the song right now. But I'll tell you what. Banger. Banger. Cringe. Cringe ass nene, baby. I'm a band kid. It's a banger. It's so good. Let's fuck it. Roll the thing. Do it. Roll it. Roll it right now. So, I think I'm changing my views on TikTok slowly. If you're a fan of this podcast, you might know, I still think TikTok is a hellhole for 15-year-olds, specifically 15-year-old boys who simp hard. Right? I mean, I can't be the only one who thinks this. But recently, I found some funny TikToks and some, like, creators that I actually really enjoy watching, you know what I mean? Like, every time I think of TikTok, I think of these people now, which is, I love them. We'll put them up. We'll kind of do like a, not like a reaction. That's cringe. You know what I mean? But we'll put them up. We'll give them some love. Like this guy. Let's watch this one. Am I supposed to overlook that you fucked my dad? She fucked his dad? And she got exposed? In front of all of her friends? In front of her friends? That's really funny to me, honestly. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. That is so funny to me. You got exposed for because you wanted clout on TikTok. That's hilarious. That is so funny. Tee hee hee. Aha, aha, aha. Kawhi Leonard. Who else? Let's find another one. For the audio listeners, it is a young man, and the caption, you know how they put like the caption in the colored bubble on TikTok, it says, "Yo guys, we gotta go down to the bars tonight. There's a bunch of cute ass freshmen." And then he proceeds to show him and the boys, but it's pictures of Jeffrey Epstein, pictures of Bill Cosby, you know, sexual predators, which is, it's fucked. It is so fucked, but objectively, That's so funny. Like, didn't go where you thought it would it? Anyway, the only thing I really don't still like about TikTok, despite some golden nuggets here and there, the majority of it, which is, it's actually kind of disheartening, the majority of it is people from Hype House, which sucks, because your biggest content creator, I'm using air quotes for the audio listeners, I'm using air quotes for creator, because they aren't creative or original or even funny or worth my time, to be honest. And I don't want to be a hater. I really don't want to be a hater, which I know I'm probably going to be labeled as a hater, but what do they do? Like, yeah, on the internet, you're watching this. You're probably at least halfway amused by me. You probably think I'm hip, cool, you know? But these guys, what do they contribute to society other than HPV? You know what I mean? By the way, before we keep going, can we please put a stop to influencers buying houses in California because, like, they get a million views on something or a million likes on something? Like, stay humble. You know what I mean? And I really do sound like a hater. Maybe I am. Maybe I need to drink some Haterade. But, like, let's say this episode right here that you're watching, listening to, got 10 million views, right? And I got 10 million subscribers from those views, right? I don't know if it's because I was raised different. Like, you know, being a Mexican and all. I say Mexican, I'm fucking whiter than snow. Anyway, I don't know if it's being raised different because I'm Hispanic or what it is. If it's just personal preference, I don't know. But man, stay humble. Like, I'm not gonna let this go to my fucking head. I'm probably gonna keep doing the same shit that I've been doing. Maybe upgrading a little bit here and there. Like this episode, I'm trying to upgrade a little bit on the video side, not on the audio side, because can't really, like, upgrade audio. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like their fame isn't deserved. Like, well, let's pull up some evidence. Let's pull up a clip. Let's try this one. This is cringe. And that got couple million views. That's upsetting to me. They just opened their mouths and a filter came on. Like what? Because they're attractive, they get a couple million views, a couple million likes. That's tough. Maybe I'm just saying this because I wish I was hot. Yeah, maybe I'm just jealous. Nah, but for real. Like, come on, Brody. Come on. Come on, Brody. Or this one, maybe? Can't remember which one this is. That one wasn't even... That one wasn't even funny. Like, it was funny when that one girl did it, like, fucking a year ago. Holy shit, has it been a year already? Am I crazy? There's no way it's been a year. Anyway. That wasn't really funny. It's old. Like, come on, man. Like, it really wasn't funny the first time I saw it. But it was just so different. It was original. It was different and original. That's why I thought it was good. That's why I thought, hey, this is really funny. Ha 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 ha. You know what I mean? But that was just corny and weird. And like, I don't want to say made me upset, but made me upset. You know what I mean? Here's the worst one. I think I have one more. Here's the worst bit of evidence I found. It makes me extremely upset to watch this. Like, I get angry, irrationally angry. That's upsetting to me. And the first, sorry for the audio listeners. It was, the caption is first day out of quarantine, which they live in California. They're not in quarantine, but like, it's highly recommended. Plus, these are the assholes who throw like Corona parties. You know what I mean? Because they're young and fucking stupid. Granted, I'm the same age as them, probably younger, and then again, I'm a healthcare professional, so I understand the dangers of coronavirus, and, you know, not wearing a mask. But the biggest thing to me is, it wasn't funny. They weren't talented. And I might be a hater, but Lil Huddy, I think is his name? Not even cute, dude. He's probably like a 4, 5. I guess you guys like anorexic skater boys now. Which is cool, I guess. Oh, and for the audio listeners, they were just kind of like walking around. Like flexing, I guess. I also don't understand that. It makes me sad. It makes me sad. It doesn't make me sad. It makes me question, like, 15-year-old girls. Like, that's our future, you know what I mean? Like, I technically fall within that demographic, because it's only a 5-year difference, you know what I mean? But, like, that's our future, you know what I mean? And I know it's not, like, a very good portion of teenagers and young adults these days. They're politically active, they're cool people, they're smart, they're intelligent, they were raised correctly. But that's only like 60%, maybe. I know it's over half. I know for a fact it's over half. But that's the other percentage out of 100. There's only two fucking idiots on TikTok, and then people like Greta Thunberg or Thunberg. I can't remember her name. Maybe it's Thunberg. I don't know. Anyhow, it makes me upset that that's my demographic. Not my demographic, like for YouTube and podcasts and all that, but my age demographic. Like if somebody targeted, like if an ad company wanted to target 20-year-olds, That's who they're targeting to. They just have to put an ad on TikTok. That's disheartening to me. You know what I mean? I don't want to be one of those assholes who's like, I was born in the wrong generation. But, like, it's sad. It's sad. I wish I got paid millions to fucking be an idiot. Never have to work a day in my life. Kidding me? Speaking of which, support the podcast. Link in the description. Shout out to Anchor. Anyway, speaking of sad, do you guys ever, like, watch videos on YouTube to make yourself sad? Like, I probably sound crazy. I'm like that meme, that new meme. I don't know why I'm saying meme like that. That new meme, that new meme. Anyway, it's like that new joke on the internet where it's like, are you dyslexic or are you normal? Did you fight with your parents constantly or are you normal? Mine is, do you watch videos on YouTube to make yourself sad or are you normal? And I watch a lot of them. I watched this one. I know, sad. I watched that one. Yeah, makes me cry. You know the ones that get to me most? This one right here. Something about soldiers coming home, man. Shit gets me every time. Like, weirdly. Like, it might sound crazy, but, like, it's always, like, a little kid sitting at his table and his brother comes home or his mom comes home or his dad comes home from active duty. And, like, every time I'm like, shit, bro. You know? Like, I get, like, I tear up a little bit. I have tons of respect for the military, dude. My buddy Nolan, he's in the Marines. The first time he came home from basic training, we went to, me, Luis, Daniel, the boys, went to Tulsa with his family. We went to the airport. Man, I saw him. We held up that banner, and I was like, shit, bro, am I really about to cry right now? Like, right now? Like, right this second in front of all these fucking people? No. Hold it in. Wait till later. I haven't talked to him in forever, man. I want to talk to him again. I miss that fucker. But yeah. I'm curious. I want to get to know you. Leave a comment down below. Or Discord. You can join the Discord. I opened up the Nino Show Discord. Link in the description below. I want you guys to, or I want to get in touch with you guys. You know what I mean? I want to respond to your questions on here. If Jody wants to know how I brush my teeth, I'll pop it up. I'll pop a screenshot of the question up right here in this space. And then I'll describe it to you in vivid detail. If Mark wants to know why I wipe my ass from the front, it's because there's too much dump truck back there. Too much ass. I gotta be wiping from the front sometimes. Know what I'm saying? If Keisha wants to know how big my feet are, I wear a size 13. If Drake wants to know how tall I am, I'm 6'2" and some change, but I just say 6'2" because I don't want to be one of those idiots who's like, oh, I'm 6'2 and 2 quarters. Shut up, fucking idiot. Anyway. Yeah, please join the Discord. I really want to get to know, like, my audience, if that makes any sense. I really want to get to know you guys because you listen to me and you just listen to me drone on about random bullshit that probably means nothing to you. You know what I mean? And I really want your guys' input on, like, episodes. I want to build a community in the vein of, like, Tim the Tatman, Sleepy Cabin, I don't know anybody else. But yeah. But yeah, I really, really, really want to like get to know you guys. I want to get to know you, and I want to answer your questions, even though I'm probably not big enough to do that, to be asking that kind of a shit. But I like just want to get to know you. You know what I mean? Like, we're at the ground level right now. We're not big. Probably never will be, but we're not big. So I want to get to know like my people, the gang. I want to get to know the gang. The gang. So join the Discord. Link in the description below. Cop some merch. We donate the proceeds 100% to 3 different charities: Breast Cancer Awareness, Arkansas Children's, and the Ability Tree. Shit, I can't even think of what else to say. Have a good day. Have a good day. If you're watching this right now, I'm uploading this late. YouTube was fucked up anyway. My Google account, I should say. Have a good day. Have a great day. If you see somebody you don't fuck with, punch them in the head. Not like the face, just like the head. Oh, that kind of hurt. Hit them in the head. Hard. You know? Your boss fires you. Oops. There's other jobs. You can start an OnlyFans. Just saying. Just be you. Be you and have a good day. See you later, man. Or lady. Or whatever your pronouns are. That sounded disrespectful. I'm sorry. They, them, he, her, she, or he, him, she, sure, she, sure. Zim, they. I'm getting to it. LGBTQ+. I'm getting to it, buddies. But yeah. Have a good day. Love you.